Our reality check today takes a look at our faltering economy. Reporter Kevin Nodell covers military issues for Honolulu Civil Beat and joins us today. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So military spending, I mean, that's a big piece of our economy.
It is. And as we've seen tourism drop off from the pandemic, it seems to be one of the few staples of the economy that hasn't been seriously affected.
And economists were saying yesterday that, yeah, this is, you know, the absence of tourism is could be worse than expected.
Yeah, it's not great. But obviously, there's a lot of complicated, hard decisions that are going to be made here. Historically, the military has been part of what lawmakers and economists have kind of called the three-legged stool of Hawaii's economy, tourism, military spending, and construction. And the lack of tourism really wipes out a key leg that really kind of props everything else up. In the 2018 fiscal year, the Pentagon spent about $7.2 billion in the Hawaii economy, and that made up about 7.7% of the state's GDP. We don't necessarily know what percent of the GDP it's going to be this year, but with tourism gone, it's almost certainly going to be much higher.
Right, and I know folks were looking at construction as, right, that third leg. But the military does have a number of construction projects, you know, in the works, right?
Right, and in some ways, those are very interrelated things. A lot of construction is funded by the Pentagon and part of military projects. It's a pretty significant cash cow for construction companies based in the States.
So how much does the military spend here?
Well, so far, about $2.3 billion this year in direct contracts. The Navy has been the biggest spender so far, shelling about $821 million. And about 57.8% of that spending goes to businesses directly located on the island. But regardless of whether the business is located here or on the mainland, most of the work is actually done by Hawaii residents. So money goes into people's pockets here.
Right, because you've got a lot of civilian contractors that are working on those projects. And so this has been then a pretty stable cash flow for Hawaii's business economy.
It has, but you also have to wonder about whether or not leaning in on the military is just building dependence on something else. That's one of the reasons why the state has been looking into ways to use that infrastructure that the military has built for retasking it out to other sectors. For instance, with the growth of cyber threats from China and Russia, you've had really increased spending on cybersecurity, and cybersecurity can be moved out to any other sort of business, like law firms, medical stuff, any place where private information is really important, is really in need of cybersecurity these days.
Okay, so when we're talking about cybersecurity, what are the entities locally that come into play?
Military-wise, just about everybody. Locally here, we are the home of Indo-Pacific Command, which oversees all operations in the Pacific, Oceania, mainland Asia. It's a very large command that oversees a lot of things. So they have a lot of classified files. We have, obviously, the NSA here. Lots of stakeholders that have a lot of interest in keeping their files safe and keeping spies out of it. So you're building a very large infrastructure for that.
And you've also got things like the Pearl Harbor Shipyard, right? I mean, that entity there employs thousands of workers.
Absolutely. Largest industrial base in the state. And the state is also looking at ways that can be, if for some reason Pentagon spending decreased, those same skills are applicable to working on commercial vessels, leisure craft, and also you're talking about welding and all kinds of skills that can be used for things besides ships specifically.
Okay, and at this point, no indication that any of that is going away?
Not right now. It's not likely that that's going to happen with tensions sort of escalating between the United States and China and China and its neighbors. There's an increased interest in this part of the world at the Pentagon, and military planners consider this area to be their top priority theater. You know, most of the news coverage of military operations has kind of been on the Middle East in recent years because that's where the most intense fighting has been. But a lot of the resources are actually spent out here on Navy patrols to ensure that trade routes remain open and other such sorts of things.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we did have a hiccup with the RIMPAC games, and money into the economy, I think, dropped because that was severely curtailed. But all right, we'll just have to keep an eye on this, third leg. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right. We have been talking with Kevin Nodell, who covers military issues for Honolulu Civil Beat. To read his story, head to civilbeat.org.